FOMO, fear of missing out. What if there are things that you do that your clients aren't aware of? How do you explain to your clients every single thing you do in every single sector, in every single global region? Well, the answer is you don't need to. Hey, this is Richard. Welcome to the Pandemic Startup. Hey, so how are you all doing? I hope you've had a wonderful week. It does seem to be as though this is now becoming a weekly podcast, which I'm quite comfortable with. I know originally, way back, I had grand visions and grand ideas of this being a daily thing. And perhaps I had more time on my hands then and one thing and another, but you settle. I think I do like to plan. I'm somebody that plans and I'm organized. But also you need in life a little bit of scope for things to just settle, for things to just find their own center, to find their own point of balance. And I think this podcast's a case in point where it was daily for a number of weeks and then less frequent than that. Then not at all for quite a lot of weeks, because that's how it goes when you sort of overstretch yourself and exceed the natural momentum you can carry. But it seems to be weekly, works really well. You know, by the end of each week, there's something interesting's probably happened and there's something new to say. So anyway, I hope you're all well. I'm just getting ready to get into the bank holiday weekend here. And it's a weird one being self-employed because, of course, in employed work, you have so many days holiday a year and you have your 8 statutory days, of which the May bank holiday is one. So you take that day. You know, and there's no way if it's a day's holiday that you're made to have because it's statutory and everybody else is off, that you're not going to have that day. And now what I'm finding for me being self-employed, I have to actually go and remember, it's May bank holiday. And try to switch off for the day, especially when work life and home life happen in the same building and often in the same room sometimes. Which is a quirk of this year. I think that's going to change in the future. That's a little bit more difficult, or perhaps just requires a little bit more mental effort, a little bit more commitment to say, yes, I'm going to have the day off. So I am. I'm going to do the best I can on Monday to have as much of it as chilling out with the family. And the weather's good. We'll try and get out somewhere now that we're able to sort of go and do a few more things in the UK than we were before. Something I've been thinking about this week, and I've talked about this with a couple of clients, and actually I've got into, was kindly invited to join Clubhouse this week as well, which is the new online social media platform, which is all sort of voice-based, conversation-based. And I've got to be honest, I quite liked it. I really did, and I'm going to stick with that for a little bit. It means I've had to reinstate an iOS device because I'm Android across the board. You know, everything I do is on Chrome or... this is recorded on an Android tablet. I'm a faithful devotee to my Google Pixel phone. But I had to dig out. Of course, at the moment, Clubhouse is only available on iOS. It's early days, it's there. It's probably beyond a beta test, but they haven't released it for Android yet. So I've had to swallow my pride, find an old iPhone, which used to be somebody's pride and joy. I think it was my wife's. Her best, you know, her newest phone has now languished at the bottom of the drawer for a little bit. So anyway, I've resurrected an iPhone and got into Clubhouse. I digress as ever. The reason for mentioning that is a topic of conversation this morning in a room discussing sales. We got into the subject of your niche. And I think I've mentioned this before. I've definitely done videos on this and podcasts on this. And it's one of the things I find clients find the hardest thing to define. Is there's a couple of things, and of course, and it's two fundamentally essential things. One topic for another day is who is my ideal client? But two is what is the niche that we serve? What is it that people come to us for that they wouldn't go to the competition for or that we're better than everybody else at? And that is something that every business needs to understand. Because as a good friend of mine puts it, Jason Osborne, fear of missing out, FOMO, will kill your business. If you try to be all things to all people, you'll end up being nothing to anybody, really. And I had I'm sure I've told this story perhaps before on the podcast even. I had the experience of going to a very big food and beverage client. I won't name them, for my previous employer. And it was overseas, and the meeting was arranged by the local team who'd been courting this client for some time. We went and we sat and we did that thing that you always do in business meetings where you have a coffee and the pleasantries are out the way. And the client says, tell us about your business. Or possibly even my colleague said, would it help if we introduced ourselves? And then put up like 40 PowerPoint slides or something. And I'll talk about meeting a client, you know, client meeting structures another time, because this is sort of death by PowerPoint to another level. All interesting, well, all relevant, not necessarily all interesting. Anyway, we went through the proposal. Here's our history, and here's who we are, and here's how we've grown, and here's all the areas of the world that we work in, and here's where all our offices are, and blah, 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 blah. Here's, we do all of these services, we do those in all of these sectors, and it went on. Lovely slides, very relevant, etc., etc. And the client, we finished the presentation, and this guy was senior engineering director of a big global food and bev company. And he said to us as we finished, he said, great, thank you very much. So what do I come to you for? And my colleague, bless her, looked at him, I think she bit her tongue, looked at him slightly askance and was kind of like, have I not just spent 25 minutes telling you that and showed you all the things that... And she sort of went back through, well, we do all of the things across all of the sectors in all of the regions. And he said, no. And he stood up and he took a pen and he stood in front of the whiteboard. And I will never forget this as long as I live. And he wrote down a list of our company and all of our competitors in that region. Some big companies. And he said, you will all tell me that you all do all of the things in all of the sectors. But I know that if I want electrical engineering, I go to this company because they're better than the others. And I know that if I want structural engineering, I go to a different company, this company, because they're better than all of the others. So what do I come to you for? And that stuck with me. And I don't think I realized at the time the impact that it had, because that's what you have to be able to articulate, is what is the thing that the client would come to you for that they won't go to, and they would be best coming to you for and nobody else. What are you best at? We all need to be able to define that for our businesses. My pitch, my LinkedIn headline, my Twitter headline is reasonably narrow. It's, I help engineers, consultants and designers to deliver a winning sales strategy in 12 weeks. That's what I do. Those are the people I help. Small businesses, engineers, consultants and designers. And it's all about sales coaching or sales consulting to help them deliver a sales strategy, to help them with their sales. That's what I do. I sometimes do bid writing. Sometimes a client wants some help with bid writing. And I do that. I'm good at it. It's one of the things I've done a lot of over the year. But I don't advertise it. That's not my niche. There's lots of bid writers out there. And it would be a race to the bottom on price if I just said, hey, guys, I'm another bid writer. So I've got an audience that is specialised for me and a service that that sector needs. And then within that, there's things that I can do. And we were talking about this morning on Clubhouse, and it dawned on me, it's a little bit like Ford motor cars. Let's use them as an example. Because Ford motor cars have a range of, I don't know how many cars, maybe they've got, I'm probably wrong here, but let's say they've got 10 different vehicles, cars that they do. We won't think about vans. Well, they've got, of course, they've got vans and commercial vehicles as well. 10 to 15 cars, commercial vehicles and so on. I don't think I've ever seen an advert where Ford are saying, we do all these cars in all these colours with all these different engine options in all parts of the world or in your region. Because that's too broad. We would all look at that advert and go, yeah, okay, cool, nice Ford. What they do, and what all car companies do, is they have an advert for a particular vehicle. The Ford Fiesta. The Ford Fiesta has got a particular audience. The Ford Fiesta audience was never my dad, but it was definitely my mum. My mum's had, I think, 3 Ford Fiestas. Great cars. It was the car that she wanted. It was not the car that my dad wanted. So they picked their niche with that vehicle, with that advert, with that campaign. It was very closely targeted. And in fact, they may even have a campaign for, let's say, the Ford Focus ST, which has got an even narrower audience. That was definitely not my mum, but is probably now my 18-year-old lad. So it isn't a case of saying, well, this is our niche, this is what we do, so we won't do any of the other things. Because Ford Motor Cars don't suddenly go, well, we're doing all right at Fiestas, actually, let's stop doing them. They have a range of vehicles, each one with a specific need, each one with a specific sector, each one advertised to a particular client avatar in a way that speaks to that client. And that's how it has to be with your services. If you're pitching something, if you're having a campaign, or if you want to set up a website or a targeted LinkedIn headline or something like that, depending on the size of your business, you have to target it. You have to target it very, very accurately and have a narrow view of who your client avatar is, a specific view of what the service is that that client avatar will come to you for and would be best coming to you for and no one else. And that will give you, far from narrowing down your options to the point that you haven't got a business, it will actually give you a better business. Again, my friend Jason speaks of a client of his who's a pension advisor. And actually, when this guy was trading as an independent financial advisor, an IFA, you're in a race to the bottom on price with all of the other ones, the same as if you were a plumber or a plasterer or a personal trainer. There are many. When he chose to specialise in pensions for the very wealthy and was helping wealthy people to retire early, completely different, very narrow field, very high margin. Not the sort of person I'm going to talk to. So that's how you have to think about either a sales campaign within a bigger business or targeting your niche within a smaller business. It has to be small, accurate, and small doesn't mean that you haven't got a business. Small just means that you know exactly who you're targeting that at. As long as there's enough people in that niche to feed your business as you want feeding, that's the important thing. So I would urge you really to think through what is, whether it's globally in your business, what is the one thing that you do, or within a campaign of marketing within your business, what is the one thing you're trying to say, and specifically who is the audience for that? We're too good at trying to tell everybody everything that we do. We're too good at trying to tell the world, here's a project we've just delivered. Most of them think, so what? They're not interested. It's not in their sector. Excuse me. It doesn't speak to a pain point they've got. It doesn't answer a need that they have. It's irrelevant to them. So you have to target it at the smaller audience that does have that pain point or does have that need or is the ideal client for that particular service, which may be the whole service of your business, or it may be one of a few services that your business provides. So there's a bit of food for thought there about being much more accurate in your sales and marketing and thinking through the one thing that you do. It's kind of like, I'll finish with this. What are Ferrari known for? Sports cars. What are Rolex known for? Watches. They do one thing, and they do one thing really well. Now, you may find Ferrari-branded clothing to go along with your sports car or key rings or things like that, and then maybe you do the same with Rolex, but specifically and particularly, they have one area of significant expertise. I don't think they struggle with sales, personally. I certainly don't think they're struggling with margin. So think of your business more like that than trying to be all things to all people. Anyway, I shall stop rambling on that subject now. I hope you have a brilliant week, and I'll be back next week with something else. Cheers.